From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great to see you. Thanks, everybody. We got a great show for you today. We've got comedian Jeff Garland stopping by later to play our games. That's always great to see him. But first, you may have heard that NPR is having some budget problems. The company needs to cut 10% of the staff. So the bosses at NPR offered voluntary buyouts to some employees. But the rules are that management can't ask any of us to take the buyout. It has to be our own decision.
Say, Peter, have you heard about the exciting opportunities at Mary Kay Cosmetics?
No. Carl, why do you bring that up?
No reason especially, but did you know that in just 6 months you can earn a pink Cadillac?
Thanks, Carl, for the tip. But I promise to stick around long enough to take your calls. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kevin Belanger in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. I've heard so many bad things about Washington of late. So what do you do there in Washington?
I'm the bicycle and pedestrian coordinator for the city of Rockville, Maryland.
You're the bicycle? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get people to walk and bike to work?
And trying to make drivers not hit them as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's hard. That's harder.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Kevin. It's fun to talk to you. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's a comedian and the head writer of Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer. It's Jesse Klein.
Hello.
Next, it's the comedian who'll be performing at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis on October 14th. Paula Poundstone is here.
Yay.
And finally, it's the humorist and author most recently of Alpha Better Juice, Roy Blunt Jr. Great. So, Kevin, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home voicemail, anything else you got to record on. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Here is your first quote.
We fly with our own wings, dreaming all the big dreams. We're free to be healthy.
Now, those are lyrics from a new commercial jingle that aired this week in Oregon. It's part of an ad campaign nationwide to get people to sign up for what?
Obamacare.
Obamacare, yes, ooh. Very good. You got it right. So the problem for the White House is they want to give Americans medicine, and Americans don't want to take it. Their first idea was to just hide Obamacare in some cheese and then rub our throats to re-swallow it. But that was impractical. Not enough cheese. So they set up instead these state-based exchanges, and the exchanges have created these ad campaigns to get people to sign up for it without knowing what it really is. So instead of calling it Obamacare, states are using names they think will get people interested. There's Cover Oregon in Oregon. In Minnesota, it's MN Sure. Kentucky has KY Necked. And in Texas, it's Live Nude Girls.
Ah.
You know, I think they make a mistake even by calling it Obamacare, because it's not him caring for you.
Well, actually, what happened was, as you say, the law is actually called the Affordable Care Act. But the Republicans started calling it Obamacare, to insult him and pejorative. But he actually embraced it. He said, "I like it. I do care," is what he said. So now everybody pretty much calls it Obamacare.
I think he made a mistake there.
You think so?
Well, it's better than if Bush did it, because then it would be Bush care.
Which could be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which could be part of it.
As a matter of fact, Jesse, I do believe that's included. Well, anyway, so the problem is, the naming is a problem. In Kentucky, there was even a guy who came up in front of a reporter and was very interested in this KY Necked program. But that's what they're calling it. It's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's worse than the joke I made.
Yeah.
Necked is German for jelly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize
I understand.
All right. Kevin, here is your next quote.
Move your ass, Google. I ain't getting any younger.
That's a commenter in the Washington Post on Google's just announced plans to find the key to what?
Solving death.
Yes, indeed. You're exactly right. Google's announcement that they were going to conquer death itself was pretty big news, but most people didn't hear it because they announced it on Google Plus. So a brand new company founded by Google's Larry Page is devoted to solving the problems of aging, such as, for example, the fact that you get older. Mm-hmm. It's known in Google speak as a moonshot project. It's a project that will take a long time and may never work, and also because one of the things they're thinking about is sending old people to the moon.
Wow.
Then it'll be like, help, I fell down and I can't... Actually, I can get up quite easily.
Now when you Google death, it's just going to say, did you mean life?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Elvis would look like now?
That's an odd question.
Yeah, and he would have said that no matter what we were talking about. Roy gets distracted. Fair question, though.
Elvis would look probably pretty elderly.
Exactly. He would look old and fat and horrible. I'm glad that Elvis was not around when they killed him.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Like, if we live longer, and they keep saying we're going to, and I don't necessarily think it's good news, but if we live for, like, a long, long, long time longer, then what's going to happen is our sense of what looks good is going to change, you know? Mm. I mean, you could look like a shrunken apple doll, and people are going to go, hey, hey, hey!
Oh, wow.
A shrunken apple doll?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
What's a shrunken apple doll?
Oh, come on. You're from the South. You don't know about shrunken apple dolls?
No, I never had one. We were too poor. I had a shrunken pecan doll.
Yeah, no, it's the head of the doll is a shrunken apple.
Yeah.
You never heard of that?
No.
Oh, come on. That's a Southern thing.
Yeah, I don't care. So is Elvis, and you didn't want me to talk about that.
No. I did want you to talk about that. I just thought it was neat that you think about it all the time.
Yeah, right.
All right, Kevin, here is your last quote.
I had time for hairspray and butt glue. That was it.
That was one of the contestants at a big competition this week. That woman eventually lost out to the first ever Indian-American winner. What was the competition?
She won the Miss America pageant.
Yes, she did. Miss America. There she is. Miss America. Meena Dabuluri is the first Miss America of Indian descent. Her win was very shocking. People all over the country were saying, wait a minute. There's still a Miss America pageant? Her victory did inspire some disturbing posts on Twitter. People were upset that the honor was given to an Arab, which, of course, she is not. Supporters of the Miss America pageant were very upset themselves, and why shouldn't they be? All this racism was ruining their sexism. Mm. Now, the other big controversy, Miss America, was Miss Kansas, who had a big tattoo in a ribcage with an inspirational message. It says, my eyes are up there, pal. No, actually, it's a surrender course.
Kansas City is a good place for ribs. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah. It is true, they did look like prices of servings.
Yeah, right.
You can eat them or tattoo them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just sort of nibble on them.
Yeah. All right.
Carl, how did Kevin do on our quiz?
Kevin had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Kevin, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Thank you, Kevin, and thanks for playing.
Yeah, thank you all. It's been fun.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kevin.